Welcome to the Gashly Crum Chinese. You're tuned into the only alphabetic radio show on CKUW 95.9 FM. Join me every Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m. as I work my way from A to Z, playing songs from artists whose names start with the letter of the week. It's an hour of Abecedarian power right here on the Gashly Crum Chinese. Hello, folks. Welcome back to another episode of the Gashly Crum Tinies. And we were just listening to a tune by Well-Wisher called Need You Around. And today's a W episode. If you've been keeping up with the last number of episodes, I haven't missed a week, or I hadn't missed a week until last week. And I do apologize for that. I've been kind of getting the severe storm tornado fever kind of thing going on. I don't know if there's a lot of like sympathy with that or empathy, because it's a weird thing to do, to hurdle yourself into a storm. But this past week, Environment Canada put out on two different instances an extreme level of risk for severe weather, including tornadoes or tornadic activity in the southern Manitoba area. And when they did that last Sunday, it was the first time they've done that in about 8 years. And so it was a pretty big deal. And I thought, well, I don't get these opportunities all the time. And I only recently got my license and a somewhat new car. So I was like, wow, perfect. Why don't I drive this into a storm full of like hail and a bunch of other things? And I got lucky. I didn't get hailed on. I was pretty cautious. I just kind of want to see stuff from afar, you know? Like I was talking about this with my friend Claire, and we both kind of agreed. Like I've dreamt of tornadoes too many times to not have seen one in real life. I've been close. I was kind of a little too late to see the one in St. Anne's, even though it was very brief on Tuesday. But we've had some pretty crazy weather lately, and yeah, it kind of just called to me. So I apologize for missing last weekend. We replayed, I think, an S episode. But I'm back on track. And yeah, I'm live in the studio right now. So this is fresh. That's why I'm rambling. This is uncut, unedited, just fresh off the dome. But W is one of my favorite letters, not just because of Winnipeg and from broadcasting from the University of Winnipeg. There's a W in our station's call sign, CKUW. There's just so many artists whose names start with that letter that I love. And yeah, I'm trying to keep it fresh today, too. A couple artists I haven't necessarily played before. So that is fun. But there's some that I think I've played maybe every episode. And hey, who knows? Maybe that's one of the reasons you keep coming back and listening. Regardless, I appreciate you tuning in. And I hope I entertain you for the next 55 minutes. Yeah. Some more following suit in the sounds of Well-Wisher that we just heard that tune, Need You Around. So I'm going to play two songs up next. This first one is called Can't See. And I wouldn't say it's at the top of the list of recommendations I got from my brother Sean. He says he likes this song, but it's not the banger that's on his mind. But I can't, for the life of me, shake this song. There's this introductory riff, and just the pace it maintains throughout the song just bowls me over. So sorry, Sean, I got to play this tune. It's by a band called West Side Cowboy. And they've put out some great music, and I can't wait to hear more from them in the future. I feel like a lot of problems with that band. And then something from Wolf Alice, a tune called Moaning Lisa Smile. It's about 11 years old, that song, so it's about as old as this show. But it's a good song, very good song. And it's new to me. Sorry, Wolf Alice, I'm late to the game. But let's dive in together. Here's Can't See by West Side Cowboy, and you're listening to The Gashly Crumb Tinies right here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
You can't see, but you tried. You say it's better late than never. You can't see, but you tried. You figure out you don't know what you want. It gets worse. Together, and you try to kill me. The room is heavy when your back was turned. This world blow over. There's so much country till we get there. And you've gone all over. I couldn't thank you for the things that you've done. That smile. You didn't think it would get this far. But you wish you told them.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. That was a banger. That was Moaning Lisa's Smile by Wolf Alice. And I believe their newer music does not sound a lot like that, but that's what got me into them. And I'm working my way through their forecast, through their discography. Wow, I almost said forecast. Sorry, I'm still thinking about what I was talking about earlier. Before that, West Side Cowboy with a tune called Can't See. And if you like that song, they've got an album coming out in late August, a new record. It's going to be called, what's the title of that? It Goes On. Comes out August 21st. And both of those bands are from England, but I believe that's the last of the Brits in this particular episode of the show. So that's that. Moving down to the United States. Up next, I've got two songs. A nice pairing. A chiller pairing, you could say. Well, to some degree. One's a little, like, indie washed out kind of sound. Not literally washed out. I'm actually going to play that at the end of the show. The artist washed out. But there's this nice reverby bliss to this next song by Widowspeak. The tune's called If You Change. It's off their newest record, Roses, which is very new, very fresh. Came out June 5th. Yeah, 9 days old. Congratulations. And then after that, Wednesday, with a tune called Pick Up That Knife. And that's from their newest record, Bleeds, that came out late last year in September. So some pretty fresh tunes for you up next. Yeah, I'm going to just play the music. Also, I feel like I'm talking different because I forgot to set the mic higher and I'm crouched down. And it's doing weird things to my vocal cords. So let's move ahead, shall we? Here's brand new Widowspeak, If You Change. Enjoy.
Don't you won't remember
Well, that was nice. That was Wednesday with Pick Up That Knife. Before that, Widow Speak and If You Change. You're listening to the Gashly Crumb Tinies right here on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is Daniel. And yeah, good song, good tune. Carly Hartzman is phenomenal. And yeah, I think co-wrote that one and created it with MJ Lenderman and a few other folks, obviously. But those two were a couple for a while, and now they're not, which is unfortunate. But at least I think they still get along. And yeah, I don't know. As Donkey said in Shrek, celebrity marriages never last. They weren't married, I don't think, though, but still, it's hard being in a relationship with a bandmate or a coworker in any sense, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, completely unrelated to that, I'm going to play you two songs up next from the early 2000s. Just because it's, well, I mean, when did Shrek come out? Oh my God, am I looking that up? 2001. Okay, sick. So this first song came out a year before Shrek. It's about garage sales and depression and other things for sale. It's called Everything Must Go. It's by the Weaker Thens from their album Left and Leaving. And it's garage sale season, I would argue. So it feels like a fitting anthem of sorts. At least that's the theme the song starts on. And then I'm going to play something from the White Stripes off their Get Behind Me Satan album, where apparently if you look closely enough at the cover, there's like the silhouette of an elephant. Or no, that's not it. That's a different album cover, I think. I don't know. I could never quite get my eyes to do that, but maybe that's because all those magic eye puzzles puzzled me. I could never figure them out. My eyes just don't like doing that. I don't know. Someday I'll see the light. But in the meantime, my ears have heard the light. And there's a red rain coming by the White Stripes. Yeah, so we'll get to that, though. First up, though, as I mentioned, here's the Weaker Thens with Everything Must Go.
Garage sale Saturday, I need to pay my heart's outstanding bills. A cracked up compass and a pocket watch, some plastic daffodils. Cutlery and coffee cups I stole from all night restaurants. A sense of wonder only slightly used, a year or two to haunt you in the dark. For a green sun.
the same as not crying to you.
What a beauty of a tune. That was Red Rain by the White Stripes off their album Get Behind Me, Satan. Before that, Everything Must Go by the Weaker Thens off of Left and Leaving. And I do want to correct something I said earlier about the White Stripes tune. Of course, I was talking about the album Elephant and how the cover was meant to vaguely represent the outline of an elephant. I don't know why Get Behind Me, Satan would have a cover that looked like an elephant. But they are in a peculiar pose on the cover of Get Behind Me, Satan. There's some imagery going on with, I think, Temptation, because apparently Jack White's holding a container with white powder in it. I don't know. I just love that band. There's something about them that maintains this this beauty of magic and art and still also manages to represent like a whole history of music in terms of their approach. Like that song in particular with the slide guitar, I love how Jack, specifically Jack, like could represent older blues styles and still acknowledge where it came from, and that like modern rock and so many modern music styles are derivative, or not even derivative, but just developed from black music, and can acknowledge that and admire it and love it, but then also bring it in a different direction as he's like processed it through his own self and his own life, and make quirky songs like that where it still works together with just like searing slide guitar and then a little toy piano and then Meg just going ham on the drum kit. I don't know. I love the White Stripes. I don't really want to get into like a full on improvised audio essay on everything I feel about them, but I appreciate that Jack still has things going on and it still has this, I don't know, he's in this blue period, so to speak, because there was a lot of red, white, and black in the White Stripes stuff, and then there's a lot of red, white, and black, a blue, white, and black in the Jack White solo stuff, in the artwork and a lot of stuff he posts online, even the couches he's been making lately, getting back to his upholstery roots. So it's, I don't know, it's fun to see keeping it fresh in a world where it feels like too many things are being redone without a lot of creative thought. I appreciate when he breathes into things. Anyways, I was also going to go on a tangent about the Weaker Thens, but there's only so much time to talk about things, and I want to play music for you, so I'm going to do that. We can talk about the Weaker Thens another time, I suppose. A lot has been said about them already. We miss them. The Brooklyn Vegan misses them and recently put out a thing about them, but it's like, okay, you could be sad that you have to come all the way to Winnipeg to see John Sampson Fellows perform at a transit rally, but he's happy. And stop begging a band to go back on tour just because I want their music. And it's like, well, if he's found his peace, let him do what makes him happy. Even if that's not touring with Weaker Thans. I don't know. There's more context to that, but it's been an interesting conversation. So sort of a revival of, not just a revival of interest, but a maintaining of it in their band. And I miss them too. But those are some disjointed thoughts. And I'm going to move along to something that I wish I knew more about, but I know just enough about to tell you so that you know what your week ahead looks like. Because that's what's nice to deal with, is the semi-certainty of the near future, right? So it's time for the weather. And before I get to that, just a reminder, you are listening to a radio station broadcasting live in Winnipeg. This is CKW 95.9 FM. My name is Daniel. I host a show, an alphabetic show called The Gashly Crumtinies. And right now in Winnipeg, it's 18 degrees and sunny. Well, the sun is falling, fading, setting is what they say. It's going down to 12 overnight with a 30% chance of showers. If you're in the white shell, you're very soon, if not already, going to get rained on, maybe a little lightning. Hopefully you're not in a tent, but if you are, be safe. Maybe you're not listening to the radio. I don't know. I don't know if we get that far to the white shell, or maybe you're listening on your phone. But the rest of this week looks like low to mid-20s as daytime highs and cooler temperatures at night. So I'd say normal June weather. We're out of the clearing, or we're in the clear for beating the severe weather and also the heat wave. So your air conditioners and your apartment power supply systems can breathe somewhat of a sigh of relief, because tomorrow's going to be high 21 with 30% chance of showers. So maybe iffy if you want to bike to work. But then no rain for the rest of the week. It's a high of 24 on Tuesday, going down to 13 overnight, 21 with a mix of sun and cloud on Wednesday, 20 on Thursday, 21 on Friday, and 22 on Saturday. Mix of sun and cloud throughout. And not too bad at night, going down to about 9 degrees, maybe 13 degrees some nights. It's not too shabby of a week ahead. I'm going to play you some chiller music up next. It's kind of a pair of smoldering tunes. This first one's by Waxahachie from a record Out in the Storm. It's from 2017. It's a tune called Recite Remorse. And just, I don't know if it's an organ or a synth. I don't know. I can describe it after. I want to play it. I'm going to play it underneath. That's an organ. And the washed out sort of sound in the background. I got to stop saying washed out, but I'm looking at that artist's name. Anyway, this is Recite Remorse. And I'm going to play it underneath by Warpaint, their most recent single from 2024. Waiting for more from them. Anyways, here's Waxahachie. Enjoy.
Shaking like a leaf, I was clenching my fist, I was losing my mind, yeah, I was dancing with death. When I stood in my front yard, felt the sun on my face, it just felt like a rerun, holding everything.
Underneath by War Paint. Before that, Recite Remorse by Waxahachie. Getting close to the end of the show, and I ranted a little too long earlier about the White Stripes and the Wicked Ends. Oops. So I'm just going to play these songs. I'm going to talk over them briefly. These last three tunes are beautiful tunes. The first two are pretty new from some local acts. This one's called Carbon Dioxide by Whale Sister. And then after that, Red Lights, the newest single from Witch Hazel, both Winnipeg bands. Well, Manitoba bands. I think they're from Winnipeg. And then something, a bit of a throwback at the end of the show. It's Washed Out with a tune called Holdout off of his first EP, or one of his first EPs, Life of Leisure, that kind of propelled him into chill wave God mode existence. I don't know. That's a weird way to describe it. Anyway, I should stop talking about this song. It's a beautiful song. This is Well Sister. You're listening to the W episode of the Gash Come Tinies. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good week ahead. See you next Sunday for maybe XY. We'll see. Maybe I'll get chromosomal. Who knows? Tune in, find out. Bye.
silence comes. No voice, no hunch, no sound. Is it how you move around? So you do not
by without